WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, your daily dose of self-love and attachment style wisdom. Buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, breaking free from people-pleasing habits. Ever feel like you're constantly running around trying to make everyone happy, but never quite getting to your own happiness? You know that feeling when you agree to things you don't really want to do just because you're afraid of disappointing someone? Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, it's time to ditch those people-pleasing patterns and reclaim your power. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but Laura, people-pleasing seems nice, it makes others happy. And sure, on the surface it might feel good to be the nice guy or helpful friend. But deep down, constantly prioritizing everyone else's needs over yours can leave you feeling drained, resentful, and ultimately unhappy. It's like trying to pour from an empty cup, eventually you run out. So let's break down some key takeaways to help you conquer those people-pleasing tendencies and start living a more authentic, fulfilling life. Number one, recognize the signs. People-pleasers often say yes even when they want to say no. They struggle to set boundaries and find themselves constantly apologizing, even for things that aren't their fault. Sound familiar? Next time you feel that pressure to agree or do something that doesn't resonate with you, pause and ask yourself, is this truly something I want to do? What are my needs in this situation? Number two, amass the voice of fear. People-pleasing often stems from a deep-seated fear of rejection or disapproval. We worry that if we say no or don't meet everyone's expectations, they'll abandon us or think less of us. But here's the truth bomb. Real friends and loved ones will respect your boundaries and understand your need for self-care. Remember, true connection isn't built on constant agreement. It's about authenticity and mutual respect. Number three, embrace the power of no. Saying no is a powerful tool that can free you from people-pleasing chains. It takes courage, but remember, it's okay to prioritize your own needs and well-being. Start small, decline an invitation you don't feel like attending, politely pass on a task that's not in your wheelhouse, or set limits on how much time you spend helping others even when those people are close to you. Number four, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself as you navigate this journey. Breaking free from ingrained patterns takes time and effort. There will be moments of hesitation, doubt, or even fear. But remember, every no is a step towards honoring your own needs and building healthy boundaries. Celebrate those small victories. And lastly, number five, focus on your values. What truly matters to you? What brings you joy and fulfillment? When you're aligned with your core values, it becomes easier to say no to things that don't serve you and yes to things that light you up. Think of it like this. You're designing your own life blueprint. Make sure it reflects the person you want to be. Think about a time when you really struggled to say no. Maybe a friend asked you to help with something last minute, or a colleague dumped a huge project on your plate right before a deadline. Remember that feeling of overwhelm? Now imagine saying no confidently and assertively. How would it feel differently? Would you feel more empowered? Less stressed? More in control? That's the magic of breaking free from people-pleasing. It opens up space for genuine connection, personal growth, and a life that truly reflects your values and desires. Remember, you deserve to be happy and fulfilled. And saying no is not selfish, it's a powerful act of self-love and respect. So go out there, embrace your authentic self, and start creating the life you deserve. Want to share your no stories? Let me know in the comments. Or tag me on social media, I love connecting with you all. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of self-love and attachment style wisdom. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.